freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching here into hour number three of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. That's what the show's about. And talk ladies first to Betty in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Betty.
Hello there to all of you.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm kind of nervous about the subject you're talking about because I was raped when I was 12 years old by three different neighborhood boys.
Oh, my.
At the same time? Or?
I had two at the same time. The third one didn't do it, but I kept telling them no, 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 because I knew it wasn't right.
Oh, dear.
And I was forced to do it. And I was told that if I would have said anything, I would have gotten in trouble.
Yeah, yeah,
so that's a real crime. That's a real crime. But, you know, that's what they often say is you're going to get in trouble. Something bad is going to happen.
For many years, I never said anything to my parents or nobody, and they're both deceased now. I ended up going in for treatment for codependency, and that's where it all came out at, and I was able to talk about it then. But I had felt so ashamed in that I thought it was my fault.
Oh. Yeah, there are a lot of people that feel that way after a situation like that, and of course it's just not the case. And how sad and how tragic. What do you say to that?
Not much.
It's just awful. Were you
it's a shame.
I mean, were you outside at the time and they just sort of accosted you, and how did that come about?
They coached me going into a garage.
And they trapped you there?
Yep.
Wow. Did you have any idea they were like that? Were you okay with them before that that instance? You didn't suspect them. You obviously went into the garage. You weren't.
I didn't expect that because, you know, I had always played, around with them and everything, and I never expect them to do that.
So awful. Why do people do that?
Well, yeah, young men, sometimes, you know, their energies outpace them.
Betty, any other thoughts for us tonight? I don't know where else to go. I mean, it's a rape story, and I feel terrible about it, so I don't know what else to do.
No, there's no other thoughts.
Are you a little better now that you've had some treatment? Are you able to have sexual experiences at all without problem?
Yes, I'm able to talk about it now, and I'm married.
Well, that's good.
So, you know, I feel comfortable with it now. My husband is humble and very understanding. So,
did you ever find out what happened to those boys? I mean, did they move out of the neighborhood? Did you have to see them every day of your teenage life? I mean, what was
I saw them all the way up to I was about 17 years old, and I stayed away from them. Scary. And finally, they moved out of the neighborhood, and I was okay with that. But it still bothered me inside, and I never told nobody.
Betty, thank you for the call tonight. I'm glad you called to share that. I'm sure it's not easy to do.
And the sooner you can get the information out, the better. It's tragic, but who knows if it happened to some other girl? I mean, maybe they had such a good time they did it to somebody else. And if you can stop them, then that's what needs to be done.
That's a great point. But like she said, you know, and like the earlier caller said, you're scared of things that may not necessarily be rational, but you're scared of what might happen. The guy that called earlier was worried that his father was going to kill the person that did it to him.
And sex is such a taboo topic for a 12-year-old that, I mean, I had a situation when I was younger, and it wasn't rape. It was nowhere near as serious as this lady's situation. But I had a friend who I used to hang out with. It was actually one of my best friend's older brother, and I was 8, and he was 13, and he used to... I can't even really remember, and I'm not traumatized by it in any way, but I remember being uncomfortable while it was going on. He would push me down on the bed, and he would rub himself on me, and I didn't talk about it. I was terrified to talk about
it. Just wrestling.
Well, he used to say, I'm not getting up unless you, like, do this with me, or I'm not going to play hide-and-go-seek with you guys later if you don't do this with me.
What do you identify it as? What was the noun he described the activity with? Do you recall that?
He would kind of hold me down, and he would rub it against me, and he would, like, kiss my neck.
Punching you.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think he had a name for it, But I never talked about it because I wasn't allowed to talk about sex. Sex was this topic that I was never comfortable talking about with my parents, not even at 17. So it was kind of like, oh, well, I don't want to say anything because, like, I'm not supposed to do that kind of thing. And, I was never comfortable talking about
that
subject.
And this is one of the reasons that I extol parents, please talk to your kids about sex.
Exactly. I was not comfortable. My mom still doesn't know, and, I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm fine, and I have no reason to tell her. But
yeah,
I still...
Letting your mom know would be of no...
No, there's no reason for me to tell her. But, I mean, as I thought about it when I was a teenager sometimes, and I never talked about sex with my parents.
So when you say you thought about it, did it ever bother you?
I think it bothered me when I was, like, 8 to 10-ish, and only because I didn't really understand what was going on.
So you're confused somewhat by the subject. Why did you want to hold me down and do that?
Exactly.
Right, because you couldn't talk. You didn't feel like you could go talk to mom about it. You ended up staying confused until you finally ironed out the issue on your own.
And I actually ended up, I put a stop to it myself. At one point in time, I just stood up for myself and said, hey, get off me. No, I don't want to do this, and walked away. And it
so
never
at
happened
age
again.
Eight, at age 8, you were able to stand up for yourself.
Yeah. And it wasn't, I mean.
But you can't draw any conclusions from that either, because there's certainly 12-year-olds that can't.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Mark. I'm just saying that there are some young people that are quite capable of making these decisions.
Some are, sure.
And while it may seem very bizarre and very strange, that's just the reality. And the people, if you're talking about a consensual act, the people that are engaging in those acts should not be punished for that. I understand that you may disagree with it, that it may seem sick and bizarre and objectionable, and that may all be true.
I definitely would not want the kid to go to jail. I think he was just a horny 13-year-old, and he happened to hang around me.
No,
and,
there wouldn't be any benefit to that.
No, I would never want him to get in trouble for it, ever.
Yeah, a stern talking to would be appropriate. Maybe a grounding, that would be appropriate. Taking away privileges, sure.
Yeah.
Let's continue with the calls. And talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John in New Hampshire. Hello.
Hi, I'm just tuning in, and I'm just picking up. I don't know where the conversation came from, but I'm just picking up on this hour, and I'm hearing Betty call in, and it reminds me of something very important. People need to know when they're a victim of something, and it seems very strange when people first hear it, but they need to learn to forgive their abuser, because what ends up happening, people say, there's a very, very common phrase, when a child, for example, is raped or molested, that the child's innocence was stolen. And I think that phrase is absurd. The child didn't do anything. The child is still innocent.
Yeah.
The fact that people can use that kind of language is really weird.
That's a good point. It encourages people to sort of carry a burden around with them.
And the burden is, if there's any innocence stolen, it is that hatred enters often. And it may be the result of the adults around it, how they react to it.
Mm.
I'll give you an example. Michael Jackson stuff was in the news when my kids were very little, you know, and whatever he did with kids or didn't do. But I said, for an example, if my kids were in the situation of the so-called, of the victim of somebody that did that, and he's a multimillionaire, maybe the idea isn't to put him in prison or something like that. It would be to forgive him, allow him to make amends if he chooses to, and move on with your life. Now, let me just tie this together with this fellow Sam that calls and talks from Texas, and he talks about the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a talk at the Porcupine Freedom Festival where he did a talk on the law of attraction, and there was a thing where it showed that, you know, the face of a person taking the ticket off of the automobile that he just got. What happens is, if that's the focus, and I didn't get to say at that point, the circumstances that we talked about, well, it's not so much the circumstances, how you respond to it. If you can allow, if people can cause you to hate, they can control you. So what ends up happening, for as long as you're going to hate that person and hold a grudge, that can hide other things. And I'll give you a personal example.
I want you to do that in a moment, John. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I agree with where he's going on this. Holding a grudge and hating somebody for the rest of your life is only going to eat away at you.
Yeah.
It hurts you.
Yeah, they're not going to feel it. They're not going to feel your hate.
Nope.
More coming up. You can take control. We'll hear more from John and take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are on the site, and we give them away for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include the updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop when there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. I'm told that John, I don't know if he's still on the line. Let me try him real quick here. John, are you still there? I'm told that they didn't say he dropped off, but they also said they didn't have him. So.
Yes, I'm here.
He is there. Okay, John is there. All right, very good, sir. You're back, and you were making a point about we had a lady call in talking about how she was raped, and we've been talking about molestation, and you were saying that certainly these awful things can happen, but letting hatred rule over your life, hatred for the offender, the person who did this to you, is not a very healthy thing. That's what you were getting at. I'd like you to continue your thoughts.
Yeah, now, just to make one thing here, I don't come from this, come at this from a religious perspective. This is totally a human, it's a realistic thing. I know that there's great examples in religion of forgiveness and all that sort of stuff, but you don't have to be religious to learn this lesson. And
right.
I've got two lessons in my own life that works. Where forgiveness, in one case, worked very well, and in another case, it didn't. When I was a boy, my brother, who's a year older, died in an automobile accident.
Mm.
They were teenagers. They were driving around, fooling around. And, of course, the police, the state, the prosecutor and all that want to go after the driver and that sort of stuff. I think motivated by the young people in the family and our friends, we decided and talked to our parents and talked to the, they talked to the police, the prosecutor, whatever. We asked and almost demanded that the driver not be prosecuted. It was an accident.
Hmm.
Things go wrong in life.
Sure.
And that was an important lesson. And I think that all of, you know, my siblings and our friends dealt with this much better than if we had done harm to the person who had not intended any harm. Yes, my brother knew the type of driver that he was with. They were reckless teenagers.
Sure.
If my brother had been driving, it could have been him. But we didn't look at what it might have been somebody else. We just looked at what was the appropriate response, and it certainly wasn't to punish somebody who made a mistake.
No, you know what happens when you do that is you don't make yourself whole. It's one thing to get restitution because then you're at some level making that other person whole again. But by just punishing someone, by simply taking away their freedom, all you do is you destroy their value. So you had something of value destroyed in your life, and so in return, many people would go and destroy another person's value. But that doesn't help anybody. That doesn't make anything better. It just makes their life that much worse, and destroying value for value just results in more people losing their value, and it's not healthy.
Right, eye for an eye makes the whole world blind.
There you go.
And that kind of touches on that thing that Sam talks about, the law of attraction. It shows where you're focusing. You want to start damaging. You want to keep the damage going.
Right. Or do you want to?
Now, my other example of where I lost this control, and I didn't realize until I thought about it that I had this since those, you know, very young years. And then about, whatever, as an early adult, I was learning more about forgiveness, and I was very, very good at it in my life and doing that with people. I didn't let them get under my skin in a lot of ways. But something went wrong with my marriage, and my ex-wife acted crazy and got in the way between me and the kids, and I hated that. And I looked at it. At that point, I was a little bit religious about it. I was listening to a guy that was telling me that I shouldn't be feeling hatred for a religious reason. And I was saying, you know what? God damn it. I have a right to these feelings, and nobody's going to take them away from me. I have a right to this hatred, and you know what? I felt like I own this. Well, I carried that for so long, folks listening. Mm. You know what ends up happening when you carry it? You don't own it anymore. It owns you.
Mm. Yeah,
Be very careful. Learn to forgive. It's not easy. It might sound crazy. And now, later on in life, not that I'm very old, but later than it was then, I've actually just recently read a thing about forgiveness, And it bops me over the head. I said, that's crazy. They said, actually think a kind thought about the person. You've forgiven them. Now actually wish that things go well for them. Get over it. Move
really
on with your life. Think positive. Be kind to others. People make mistakes. You know, sometimes it results in a child being molested. Don't ever think that the child's innocence was stolen. The child did nothing. That's like blaming the child, and that's where the there's
right,
harm
then you give
in
the
that.
Kid
when
this
you stop
burden,
blaming
you,
the child.
Yeah, and then you give this kid this, you know, the burden of the idea that they had their innocence stolen. They get to carry around with them for as long as they feel like.
And this is where hatred may enter. When people are told that they're a victim. Hey, you know, it's an imperfect world. It's an imperfect life. You do the best what you can. If somebody did something intentionally, well, you know, then you deal with that. But it, like the case of the driver in my brother's accident, hey, my brother could have been the driver. I could have been. You could have been. Could have been the guy down the street.
I think you make some great points tonight, John, and I want to thank you for your call. Very insightful. I would say very accurate. On that point, there's
hope
no
you all
point.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, John. Appreciate
Bye.
Hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Hatred really doesn't hurt the other, you know, the other people. I can tell you, there's some people, some prison guards in prison that I'm not real fond of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I think back a decade ago, what a bunch of crappy people they were. Not all of them by any means. Most of them were good people, but some of them really, really crappy individuals. Their life is not diminished in one iota by me. Thinking about or harping on what those people did to me or how they treated me or how they treated other people.
It's just going to give you an ulcer.
Yep.
You know, it's just going to cause you problems. I mean, if you focus on that kind of negativity, it's really just going to carve out a hole inside of you.
Mm.
I mean, not literally, but mentally. And it could really affect you physically.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're focusing on negativity like that, you could start to feel sick more often, and, you know, that anger could manifest itself in all kinds of nasty ways.
I think there is a natural grieving time where
sure.
when something terrible happens to you at first, you're most likely
sure,
going to feel angry.
You're
going to
feel probably a bunch of things.
Yeah, the important thing is to get over it.
Yeah.
Grieve and get over it. Move on.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. We go to Brett in Colorado. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brett.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to bounce something off y'all. I was I happened to get a loan offer in the mail at the same time as I got my newsletter from Monex, and they're the folks I buy my gold and silver through, and I was thinking to myself that loan offer was for 8%, you know, fixed rate, and I was thinking to myself, you know, this might actually be a way to, rather than just, you know, holding off loss of value through inflation, actually profit a little bit.
I'll let you tell us more in a moment. Hang on. More with Brett. Your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NOWTRAK.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Hear the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both we give away for you at freetalklive.com. What if a socialist becomes the president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama? What about John McCain? The North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? Or at this point, it seems like more like when it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go back to Brett in Colorado. Brett, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
All right, so you're telling us something about gold and silver and something like that.
Buying on credit.
Well, yeah. I was contemplating a generous scheme of sorts to manage to profit off of gold and silver investment, as in actually increase your wealth rather than store it through using debt, basically through using underrated debt. You know, because you can. I got a loan offer in the mail for 8% fixed rate loan. And I was contemplating the possibilities of using that to buy, say, silver and then paying off the loan by selling the silver bit by bit as the loan payments came up. And, you know, hopefully at the end I'd have a little silver left over after paying off the debt, you know, and that would be actual real profit. And it seems to me that might be even more profitable than, you know, investing that money in the stock market or some other.
How much silver do you have now?
I'm sorry?
How much silver do you have now?
I only have about 20 ounces right now.
So, you know that there's a bit of a premium on buying coins and that kind of thing, and I mean, the people that buy it, the thing is that there's people in the business of buying and selling silver, and those people, they get the sort of the premium. Unless there's unless you make a significant profit on the silver, then, you know, they're gonna make the profit in the buying and selling.
So you're saying that unless you're buying, like,
buying for long term.
Yeah, you have to buy bulk
selling,
silver.
Selling a little bit of it at a time is, you know, you're not going to get your, you know, the biggest return.
Yeah, if that was a way to make money, people would be doing it like crazy.
Well, it seems like, I mean, if inflation's, you know, 10% and this loan, you know, has an 8%, then there's 2% margin there, and that's considerably wider than the margin on most bullion. I mean, most bullion's in a 0.0%, you know, 0.05, maybe 0.10%. Margin of profit for them. You know, basically you'd both be profiting actually at the expense of the poor staff loaning you the money, which would be some, I forget where the offer came from, but
right.
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not going to advocate it. You know, I don't know.
Let us know how it works. Hey, maybe it'll work out for you. You can start one of those programs where you, you know, you can advertise with us and be like, call this number to find out how you can get rich quick, and it'll actually work. Who knows?
Thanks, I might make more money off of that than the actual gold and silver, huh?
Brett, thanks for the call. Yeah, that's probably the case. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. Separating the rubes from their money. That will definitely do it. What is it? P.T. Barnum's quoted as saying there's a sucker born every minute, but he didn't actually say that, did he?
I don't know.
I believe that is misappropriated to him. Anyway, we continue.
However, there is a sucker born every minute.
We continue here with your calls. Let's talk to Ryan in Manchester. You're on Free Talk Live. Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm over here at Murphy's right now.
Congratulations.
You can't tell. I just got back from my official interview with the Manchester Police Department.
Okay.
On the open carry incident.
That's right.
Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, Mark, you actually mentioned earlier in the show tonight that Ryan was going to be going to this meeting. You didn't mention him by name, but you were one of the four people that was detained and harassed by the Manchester police as they, you know, did background checks on your guns or ran numbers or whatever. Didn't they detain you for something like 20 minutes?
More like 45.
45 minutes? Wow.
Yes, and it was completely illegal. I tallied it up, and there's between state and federal, there's about 35 laws and about 5 or 6 constitutional articles that they broke in it. And I got to talk to a nice little bureaucrat today about how I felt about it.
And this was where, at the police department?
Yeah, we actually, me and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 other guys had a nice little open carry demonstration out front before, during, and a little bit after.
Good
as well.
Idea. Rub their noses in it. Let them see that, look,
you're not backing down.
Citizens carry guns. No one's getting hurt. And you're breaking the law. You know, the lawman.
Yeah, but nothing will happen to them for breaking the law. They can break it with impunity.
What can you do except rub their noses in it?
Yeah, how did the meeting go?
About as you would expect, because it's a quote-unquote internal investigation, Dave was with me, and they wouldn't let him follow me in with a camera.
That's sure. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
Yeah, because you don't have the right to be able to record this stuff.
Oh, of course, because it's internal. Not only that, but at first he wanted to search my pockets. We finally compromised, and I emptied my pockets in front of him so that I could prove that I had no recording devices on me.
Wow, how paranoid.
Yes, and then
did one of your others?
If they weren't doing anything wrong, why would they be worried about being recorded?
Yeah, so were you all alone? They wouldn't let any of your friends come in with you?
Right, they wouldn't let anyone go past the lobby.
So they are totally controlling every aspect of this this encounter.
Yes, not only that, but by the time we got to the interview room, I was required to lock my firearm up in a locker as well.
Interesting.
Yes, and he interviewed me. Most of what he tended to ask me was more along the lines of, do you think what they did was wrong? Well, yes, otherwise I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Well, what if they did it this way?
It's still law, jackass.
No, it's still wrong. It was just insane, the questions he asked. And, of course, I know nothing's going to happen out of it.
Sure.
But it's all just protocol, so that next step, nobody says, well, you didn't file a complaint with the police department. You know, my next step is in 2 weeks I have a meeting, a one-on-one with the mayor, in which I'm going to make sure that there is media available there, and he has no excuse for excluding anyone from that.
Yeah, well, I don't think the police have any excuse. It's just that they got away with it. I mean,
they just do. They just get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't you possibly have a meeting with the cops in advance and tell them, look, we're going to have media here, and so put your best foot forward. Bring out your public relations officer or whoever it is that talks to the media, because we want to do this on the record.
Oh, yes. Media has contacted them over it many, many times, and their official comment is no comment.
So outrageous.
They don't answer these questions. They don't have to. They're the law.
I'm so tired of paying these people. I'm so tired of it. I don't support any of this nonsense, and I don't want to be associated with it. It's disgusting how they're treating you.
Yeah, and part of my complaint is the fact that they did violate Article 12 of the New Hampshire Constitution. What is that? That's protection and taxation reciprocal. It's just a lot nicer and more elegant to say you're violating Article 12 when essentially what it means is I pay your salary, buddy.
Yeah. That's funny.
So you're going to talk to the mayor about it, and what do you expect to come of that? Just more I've seen footage of this guy, Mayor Ginta, and he's just another slimeball politician. So, I mean, he's going to probably just spit out some nonsense to you about how he's really sorry about it or whatever.
He's going to say as many words as possible and as little bit of content as possible.
You know, the police were just doing their jobs. They're just trying to keep people safe. Hopefully you can understand that, blah, 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 right? What are you going
to
do
then? Well, I have three requests to be met, and then I will be happy. First is a full apology to myself and everyone else involved.
From who, the mayor or the cops?
Both.
Okay.
From the mayor especially, because after this happened to Dave Ridley last fall, the mayor took ownership of the situation, said he was going to handle it and make sure it didn't happen again. So now he's culpable.
Okay.
And don't forget, by the way, before everybody listening, that the mayor received a great deal of help from the Free State Project members, you know, like people, Free State Project members in getting elected. He knows these people are important, and he's not going to just, he'd be a fool to just forget about it.
What are the other two things you're looking for, Ryan?
Secondly, retraining all the police officers on the force on Article 2A, which is the right to bear arms.
Okay.
New Hampshire Statute Section 159, which is the firearm statutes, and the freaking Constitution, and the fact that they can't just stop someone on the street and detain them.
I want to find out what the third thing is
right
here in moments. Hang on, more with Ryan. The gun stop in Manchester. We'll find out the latest at Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for CareOne Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A CareOne Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a CareOne agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. CareOne agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man,
and your toenails need Nonex nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter what you buy. Brand new, used, 41-plus categories that you can shop in. Free Talk Live gets a cut if you shop starting at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Ryan in Manchester, Ryan is one of the early movers as part of the Free State Project. And someone's yelling in the background. Ryan, you got into an incident with the Manchester police recently where they stopped you and a few friends who were on the street and harassed you for the to the tune of 45 minutes of your life. Now, I don't know about you, but my time's pretty darn valuable. I think maybe you should bill the police department. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I actually thought about that. But really what I'm concerned about right now, I'm trying to be civil about it.
Yeah.
There are people calling me radical. I'm thinking I'm being way too moderate in the situation.
What are they calling you radical for? All you've done is gone and filed a complaint and scheduled a meeting with the mayor.
Oh, no, I'm radical because I don't think the guns are evil.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
But, do police officers think that guns are evil?
My three requests.
So what is that? I'm sorry.
Oh, I said all I have are my three requests. The first, an apology. Second, a retraining of the officers. And third, a policy to terminate officers who repeatedly do this crap.
Wow, you are
that's
never going to get those.
I think that's completely reasonable.
I think it's completely reasonable, but you're never going to get them.
Well, I'm going to fight it as much as I
think that's awesome.
Necessary.
I think what you're doing is fantastic.
Please do. You're doing a great job of holding their feet to the fire.
Yeah.
And the more stories you get in the paper, the you know, that goes so much farther than even the open carrying thing, is to get the stuff in the paper so the police are scared, because they're scared to death of publicity.
Yeah.
And you know.
Oh, yes. I've been in the big weekly Manchester paper the past 2 weeks over this incident.
Yeah.
Scheduling another open carry litter pickup this Sunday.
I think it's fantastic. You're keeping the ball rolling, which is what's so important. We touched on this earlier, whereas if this happened to someone else in another state, I'm going to have the board op pot you down because there's just too much noise in the background there. But what we were talking about earlier is how if this had happened somewhere else, if it hadn't happened here in New Hampshire where all these wonderful liberty activists are around, then it would have just gone. That would have been it. It would have been over. I mean, there would have been no way to keep any pressure on anybody over this, and that's what you've managed to do. You've managed to pull out news coverage. You've managed to keep the pressure on, and you're going to keep it up. And I say more power to you, Ryan.
Well, Yeah, actually, after this, if I don't get what I want there, I'm going to take it to state court and federal court. And the FBI has already expressed interest in actually doing a civil rights investigation against the city of Manchester. And I'm all for playing one government agency against another.
Yeah, it is kind of fun watching the gangs fight with one another. Ryan, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And keep us in the loop on what happens with your case.
I think the gangs generally like to fight with each other in that area, too, because, you know, it's all really, when it comes to police departments, it's all about, I'm tougher than you are, you know, that kind of nonsense.
We continue. Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Paula? Paula? We hear
you.
Yeah. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was told tonight to get on a website, allamericangold.com.
Yes.
And they said you're going to be livid when you see this.
What is it?
Well, he wouldn't tell me over the phone, but he said, get on it. And he says, you're going to be livid when you see this.
So you don't even know what this is.
It's about something that has to do with the goal. But anyway, just get on it. He said, you're going to be livid when you see it.
This is breaking news. She doesn't even know yet.
It's continuing to go up because we had, you know, another bad day on Wall Street.
So so you're not trying to promote a gold dealer here, are you, Paula? Because we can't do that. We've got rules against
it. Look, I haven't got on the website yet. I've just given it to some of my friends, but he said just get on it.
Yeah, all right. So what else did you have? Anything else relevant or important?
He said it's important. He says you're going to be living.
Yeah, it sounds like he wanted to sell you some gold or something like that. I don't know.
No, has nothing to do with this.
No?
He said, get
Mark,
on the
doesn't
website.
Have anything to do with
you're
that?
Be living,
yeah, it does. Yeah, you're just promoting a website for somebody, Paula. You understand that? He managed to get you to call up radio station after radio station, because this is what Paula does. She calls all day long. You call all day, right?
Well, I was just told to let people know about this.
Right. You're doing someone's dirty work, Paula, at this point? You're promoting somebody? Is there something outrageous there, Mark? You're looking at the website. Nothing jumping out at you?
Yeah, gold soars to one-month high as Bernanke and Buffett square off on the economy.
And there's some link you can buy
oil
gold.
Oil jumps to new high at $142 as equities wilt.
Hey, Paula.
Uh-huh?
Are you on a corded phone right now?
No.
Cordless phone?
No.
The hell are you on? A cell phone?
No, I'm just on a regular phone.
A corded phone. It's a corded with a cord on it?
Oh, yeah. I've been having some problems with it.
Yeah, you got some problems. Go to Walmart. Get yourself a brand new phone.
Yeah,
thanks
I
for the
am.
Call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, it is hard to find a corded phone these days. If you go to Walmart, they might not actually even have a corded phone.
Yeah, as a salesman, I really, when I make my calls, I want it to be crystal clear. I don't want anything to be between me and the client, myself. I don't want them hearing any noises or any drops or anything like that. So I don't like a cordless phone. And it can be difficult to find a phone with a cord on it, a good one.
Well, and if you're making a bunch of phone calls, as you do with your sales profession, you can't have a cordless phone. You're going to be swapping batteries out and stuff. It's not going to last. So I had to search and search and search to find a corded phone for my office. It was amazing. Anyway, so it sounded like what Paula was doing there was just promoting a website for someone without really realizing what she was doing. Someone was taking advantage of her. That's kind of sad. Don't take advantage of nice old ladies. 800-259-9231. Vince on the line in Indy. You're on Free Talk Live. Vince.
Yes.
Hey, Vince. What's
How
on your mind?
How you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's up?
Listen, I wanted to discuss something with you about these two Supreme Court hearings or decisions that came up with Thursday about the death penalty in Louisiana.
Okay.
And the Exxon Valdez case.
I'm not very familiar.
Both these cases were decided by local trials by jury. And I want to know when the Supreme Court's going to stop judicial review of jury decisions, because there is something in the Constitution that says that the facts in one case, facts of a case in one court shall not be rejudged in another court. And there was no constitutional freedoms in
So
both
wait,
cases.
Are you saying, Vince, that you can't appeal, you should not be able to appeal a jury decision?
No. I mean, you can, but...
No, you really could only appeal, not the decision, you can appeal
the sentence?
If something bad happened in the, you know, as far as the judge did something wrong in the case, you know, perhaps suppressed evidence that shouldn't have been suppressed, or, you know, you can argue about those things, but you can't argue about the jury's, decision, no.
Oh, no, they're arguing about the jury decisions in both, I mean, because they cut down the Exxon Valdez award from $2.5 billion to $550 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
I guess you're right on that.
They terminated the death penalty for a 52-year-old man. Now this case I had about 8-10 years ago. What is he was?
Well, now they terminated the death penalty over a law that was passed by the Louisiana legislature that was deemed to be cruel and unusual, and I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah, but I see where you're coming from, Vince. You're suggesting that they aren't following their own rules, which is kind of a theme with the government people, and it's just more evidence that they can't be expected to follow their own rules because that's what they do. They just make it up as they go along. It doesn't matter what's written down. And, Vince, thanks for the call tonight. Quick email from Perry. He says, guys, listening to the show about Julia's story, as we were talking about sexual molestation and early sexual experiences and things like that. He says, I did the same thing to my younger stepsister and a few girls I used to babysit when I was a teenager. I was a virgin and really had no sexual experience with girls, and I did it to get off, and I called it wrestling.
Mm.
I'm now in my 30s and married. I was fine and had never done the same thing, and then a few years ago I was tempted again when I was fighting with my niece. I went to counseling right away before anything happened, and a lot of the issues that had laid dormant for many years came to light. My wife was molested when she was 8 by a relative's boyfriend. It has affected her a lot, and she is still not comfortable with sex. These things have taught us to be very open about sex with our kids, so they have the facts and know what is appropriate and what isn't. Kids will play around, and I don't really think it's so bad if a couple of 8-year-olds are playing doctor. After all, I did that with my male neighbor. We didn't know what we were doing, and it was somewhat innocent. Giving them the facts when they're young and asking the questions is a good idea, I think.
I agree. I think that talking to your kids about sex is one of the most important things you can talk to your kids about.
Absolutely.
And as a parent, do you want your kids talking, learning about sex from you?
Right.
Or...
they're going to learn
friends.
About it.
Yeah. They're not going to not talk about it just because you don't want them to.
Right. They're not going to not have sex because you don't want them to.
Right.
They're not going to wait till 18 because you want them to. The only way they're going to wait to 18 is if you talk to them about it and they're completely forewarned and they have an understanding as to why that might be better for them.
If you don't know where to start, start online and go look for some help at how to communicate with your kids about sex. Don't let your own fears get in the way. It's so important to communicate with your kids about this issue. Anyway, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.